So again, we want to thank you for choosing to spend your time in fellowship with us and with each other. And just so you ladies know, Beck, Bonnie, and I, we get together each month as we plan and we pray and we pray and we pray that the Lord would really do mighty things in our lives as we are growing in Him. And we've been praying this year that God would really grow us in the effectiveness of our fellowship, especially the women's fellowship here at Grace. That's the ministry that we are really allowed to get into. And it's the purpose of this particular ministry. And it has been such a joy to see God bringing women together each month that don't normally get a chance to fellowship. They may be in different ministries. They might be in different friend groups. And this avenue allows relationships to form, and it's been really wonderful to see relationships that we've had some ladies come and say, I didn't have any idea who this person was, and yet because we were able to come and I had to sit next to them or I had to play a game with them, I got to know them, and it was just wonderful to see how the Lord was bringing people together in that way. And that relationships have been able to deepen because of that. And we pray that that has been your experience as well. We've been saying all season long that the theme of this year's Women's Fellowship Night has been centered around our ambassadorship of Christ. In October, Beck opened up our season by sharing the role and the priorities of an ambassador. And she highlighted from 2 Corinthians 5:16 through 21. She highlighted the motivation of an ambassador, the message of an ambassador, and the ministry of an ambassador. The motivation: we have been reconciled. We have been given this ministry by God. We long to please Him, and He has called and equipped us to serve Him in this way. The message of an ambassador, that's the gospel. Verse 21 says, He, God, made Him, Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. The ministry of an ambassador, sharing the gospel with others, believers and unbelievers alike. And we are to be ready to share wherever we go. Then she reminded us of the priorities that we should have, the ones that should reflect the importance of our role as ambassadors. Our priorities are in this order: our relationship with the Lord and being in His Word, serving our family and serving in our homes, serving in our church, and then all of our other commitments. In November, we focus on our attitude by looking at the gratitude of an ambassador. We saw that being an ambassador gives us much to be thankful for, such as our salvation. We have been freed from sin and given every spiritual blessing, everything pertaining to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. Our service: we have the privilege, the great privilege, of representing Jesus Christ, and we have been promised success. We are pleasing to God because we are in Christ. If you are in Christ, you are pleasing to Him. And we have gratitude because of our sovereign King. We have God's providence. We have His sovereignty, His faithfulness, and His loving care. In December, we looked at the evangelism of an ambassador. We saw the importance of sharing the message of reconciliation with the world, both with non-believers and believers alike. We looked at where we are to focus our attention, focusing our minds on the truth of God's word so we know what is true in regards to salvation. Then we looked at what is to be our attitude in this evangelism. We're to focus our hearts in an attitude of absolute humility, love, and gentleness. And then lastly, we looked at our actions. We're to think through our choices and how we share the truth of the gospel in different circumstances and with different people. In March, we talked about the speech of an ambassador. We saw that our speech is to be different from how we spoke before we were saved, that it is to be distinct from the speech of an unbeliever. It is to be a blessing to those who hear us. And our speech reveals the growth of our character in Christ-likeness. Our speech should convey the message of the one we represent at all times. There's to be no disconnect with what we claim to believe and how we live. Our speech reflects what's in our heart. Our speech should be characterized by gratitude and overflowing with thankfulness. And then lastly, we looked at some common traps that can derail the speech of an ambassador, such as arguing, complaining, being critical, gossiping, or just plain worldliness. Then last month in April, we focused on what being an ambassador within the body looks like. We looked at how through the gospel we are incorporated into the body of Christ and how the body represents Jesus Christ as ambassadors both individually and collectively. We saw that as ambassadors, we must promote the growth and maturity of each part of the body of Christ. We must take our responsibility to each other seriously through accountability, reproof, encouragement, and love. The way to minister most effectively to one another is through preaching the gospel to ourselves and to each other, bringing the truths of the gospel to every area of our lives. We looked at specific areas of life that we can speak to with the gospel, such as struggles with sin, spiritual discouragement, struggles in our circumstances, joylessness, discontentment, and suffering. We looked at struggles with fear, worry, distrust, struggles with relationships, with forgiveness. And we looked at our relationships with unbelievers. For this month, for May, we'd like to focus on the fruit that the Lord has grown in each of us through this focused look at our ambassadorship. It's our hope and our prayer that as we've gathered together for fellowship each month this season, that the Lord has impressed on your heart a specific area that he wants you to focus on and he wants you to grow in. So as Beck handed out, there is a handout, and it has a list of our topics that we discussed this season, and it has the Bible verses that go with each of those, that are associated with each of those elements of our ambassadorship. And it also has a few questions that we're hoping that you'll take a few minutes, you'll pray over, and that you'll answer, and that you'll be willing to share with the group. We pray that there's been fruit. I know for the three of us, as we've talked over and over, the joy is to see when we're concentrated on God's word, we bear much fruit. And so that's our hope, that's our prayer, and we pray that that will be an encouragement to each other as we see where the Lord is growing each of us. So if you would, go ahead and look at your sheet. I just want to highlight the questions really quickly. Number one, in what ways has your understanding grown in one or more of these areas? If you've seen growth in all of them, jot that down. That's pretty awesome. If the Lord is really kind of focused in on one of them, that is awesome too. So just, you know, think through that. What area did the Holy Spirit draw your attention to and cause the most growth? I've noticed that in my life there are seasons that some ladies are focused on completely different things than me, but the Holy Spirit's usually highlighting something in my life that He wants me to be working on. How have you been able to apply what you've learned? Are there any circumstances or situations that you can think of where the Lord really allowed you to apply some of the things that we've been talking about? And then number four, as a church body, how are we stronger because of your growth? Now, for some of you, you might look through that and go, well, I can't really articulate how I've grown in certain areas. So if you want, you can think of that in a little bit more of a general way. How is the church stronger when we are growing? That's another way that you can answer that question. So go ahead and just take maybe, 5-10 minutes. Think through those, and then we'll come back together and we'll just hopefully have a really nice discussion on where the Lord is leading us and how He's growing us. Okay?